Matthew chapter 25, verse 32 through 46. The parable of the separation of the sheep from the goats. This is about changing what you can't change. You say, Brother Stanley, how can I change what I can't change? Well, that's why we're going to get this, and I think this is one of the most important things that we need to look at here. See, you can use your wisdom to secure and prepare for the unexpected changes in life and the circumstances. You can invest in your future by using and developing your full potential, which will change your life. But how do you change what you can't change? Now, I want to point out that both the sheep and the goats, they belong to the same shepherd. They belong to the same flock. And they are all profitable to the shepherd. You can get milk from the goats. You can get fleece from the sheep and meat from both. But the sheep seem to have an unequal advantage over the goats, because it seems that the sheep are destined, or should I say predestined, to be blessed of the Lord and to receive an inheritance from God. That is, an inheritance is something you receive by birth. Now, as Nicodemus, when Jesus told Nicodemus, you must be born again to enter heaven, he says, how can I be born again? Can I enter my mother's womb again and be born again? And he says, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about that kind of rebirth, a natural rebirth. I'm talking about a spiritual rebirth here. And this is what Jesus is talking about here when he's talking about goats and sheep. A sheep can become a goat, and a goat can become a sheep in this spiritual thing. You can't change what you were when you were born. The Bible says a leopard cannot change its spots. It's born with spots, that's its nature. That's normal. The Ethiopian, the Bible says, cannot change his skin color. The Ethiopian is a black man. If you're born a black man, you're not going to change to be a white man. You can't change. And I guess that's kind of a way to use the analogy too, because it seemed that white people had privilege, and they did at one time. I don't believe it is now, but at one time white people were privileged, because I remember the days when I went up to the Capitol Theater and all the black people had to go up to the top place up there, above the balcony. They were above the balcony. And then you had the balcony, and then you had the main theater. And they went through a little old side door to get into the movie theater. We never saw a black person while we went to movies because they were all up there. They didn't come down and get popcorn or nothing like that. They didn't drink from the same water fountain that we... It seemed as if there was no equality there. And the black man can't change his state. The leopard can't change his spots. And the sinner can't change his sins. The Bible says we were born shaped in iniquity and born into sin. We can say, I'm not going to break the commandments of God, but we're still a sinner. It's our very nature. It's like the spots on a leopard or the black on a black man. We can't change that about ourselves. But we can change our relationship with Jesus, the shepherd. If you'll notice, it says that he is going to judge all nations, and all nations is all people. So everybody's going to be judged. He's not talking about just the nations, the governments. He's talking about everybody, all different kinds of people. And you know, all throughout the world, everybody's different. He's going to judge all nations. So he's talking about judging people, but yet he's using an illustration of sheep and goats. And he says he will divide them from the flock. They're all in the flock, all mixed together, and he's going to separate the sheep from the goats. He's going to put the goats on his left hand and the sheep on his right hand. And those that are on his right hand will be blessed of the Lord. They will be privileged. They will inherit the kingdom of God. And I think if I was a goat, I would say, well, that's not fair at all. I can't change who I am. I can't become a sheep. And if I'm a sheep, I'm saying, well, hey, once saved, always saved. I got it made. Tell that right, Bob. I'm a sheep. I got it made. No, because you can become a goat. Let's look at some of the differences. What's the difference between sheep and goats? I'm not a farmer, but most of the people that was listening to Jesus when he was talking about the difference, they knew very well. They lived, they slept with goats and sheep. they had them all around them. We don't even hardly see a goat or a sheep anymore. I think no, around here we do if we get out in the country far enough. But goats and sheep are a lot alike. Sometimes, you know, it takes a shepherd to know the difference. and in churches, you can look out at any church and there's goats and sheep out there. There's goats that could become sheep, and there's sheep that could become goats if the situation changes. And that's what we've been talking about. Inequalities in which what is equal to all is the situation always changes. We have to deal with these things. Do you know that they can breed together? A sheep and a goat can breed together. But 9 times out of 10, the offspring will be stillborn. It will be born dead. I think a person that has been believed on Jesus and not been fully born again is stillborn. That's what Jesus said. Nicodemus said, good master, what should I do to inherit eternal life? Basically, he was coming up saying, I know you're from God. I believe in you. You can't do these things without God being with you. He says, Nicodemus, you must be born again. If you're not born again, you will not see the kingdom. You will not enter the kingdom. You must be born of the water and the Spirit. So somebody that's not completely born is a stillborn. See? And it happens. And it happens sometimes you've got goats and sheep mixture. Goats have 60 chromosomes, and sheep have 54. So they're entirely different genetically, but they could actually breed. They have a different diet. Goats eat leaves, We need to get some out here to eat all these leaves out here. Twigs, vines, shrubs. I've seen them eating briars before. You can put a goat out in a brush field and he'll eat up everything out there. You put a lamb out there, a sheep in the middle of the brush field out there, and they'll just get lost in the brush. A goat is very agile. They can actually climb. I ain't never seen a sheep climb. But a goat, I've seen them up on the way to Sevierville up here. You know, when you come through Ware's Valley, there's a place where they're on top of a house out there. Running around on top of the house. Mountain goats, they're always up the steepest part of the hill. And you say, man, how do they get around? They don't, without falling. They climb, they're agile. And because of that, they like to eat. They'll try to reach up to the tops of things and they'll get things that's out of the reach of the sheep. See, sheep are kind of confined. They have a boundary. They're confined to eat grass and clover, things like that. They're confined to the ground. But goats can leave that area of confinement. It's hard to pin a goat up. They'll get out because they can climb. A sheep is like a person that accepts the boundaries that God puts on their life. But a goat is one that says, you ain't going to change me. I'm independent. A sheep or a lamb will... He stays with the flock. He's happy to be with the flock. But a goat, man, I'm on my own. I got to get out and do things. So people are the same way. There's some people you can't keep in church. They got to get out and wander around. They eat the wrong things spiritually. Sheep are... As I say, the only thing that their defense, if you're a sheep, the only way you can defend yourself is to either run or stay with the flock. The wolves will not attack the whole flock. It's the ones that's on the perimeters that it'll get the weak ones. And the devil is not going to attack a church that's staying together. But when the weak ones get out on the edge and they don't want to stay on the perimeter. They want to kind of live on the edge. That's when the devil gets a hold of them. You know, a sheep, a ram, which is a male sheep, can actually whoop a goat. And it's because a goat, he throws his head down and runs at you and tries to buck you. You know? But a ram, boy, he'll come down with all his force. And when he comes up. And he'll throw you up in the air. Bust you wide open. But most lambs don't fight. They stay with the flock. They eat what their diet's supposed to be. You know, a lamb can eat copper, both of them eat copper. They have to have copper in their diet. It's essential. But a goat needs more copper than a lamb. And if a lamb has too much copper, it can kill it. See, there's some things that a Christian should not partake of in this world. The sinner might get away with it, but that don't mean God's going to let you get away with it. Because you're a sheep. Now, the point I'm trying to make here is he judged them to be sheep that were sheep and goats that were goats. If you're living the life of a sheep, you're going to be on the goat side or on the sheep side. But if you're living the life of a goat, you're going to be on the goat side. And this is your relationship with Jesus. You're going to be either at his left hand or at his right hand. And his right hand is where the power's at. That's where the kingdom, that's where all the blessings are at. They're both in the flock. See? And what we're talking about here is righteousness. We're talking about works. Works of righteousness. Those that do the works of a lamb and act like a lamb will get blessed like a lamb. They go on the right. Those that do the works of a goat and don't listen to their pastor and they go wherever they want and do whatever they want and nobody's going to change them, they're going to get the blessing or the judgment, let's say, of the goat. Clearly what Christ is talking about when he's talking about separating them is he's talking about separating the righteous from the unrighteous. And we're not righteous because we can make ourselves righteous. We are what we are when we're born. But when we are born again of the water and the Spirit, and we have the power of the Holy Ghost, then that which was sin has become righteous. And those that backslide, you may say I'm a Christian today, but if you backslide and start living like a goat, your relationship with Jesus changes. He still loves them. They're still his sheep. But you lose the blessings. The blessing to enter the kingdom is to be on his right. There is not a blessing to go on the left. Let me read that in Matthew 25, verse 31. We'll close with this. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory. See, right now, we're all together. And all the holy angels with him. Then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be the nations of all nations, or shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divides a sheep from the goats. All that stuff I just told you about the difference between a goat and a lamb, everybody understood that. Jesus didn't have to tell them that like I had to tell you. Okay? Because they understood it. But one thing he made crystal clear is that he was talking about a separation of the righteous from the unrighteous. That's what he's really talking about. If you look at me, I'm a sinner. I'm the same sinner that come to Jesus Christ many years ago. I didn't change. My body didn't change. But in my new birth, I became a new man. I put on Jesus Christ when I was baptized in Jesus' name. And I was filled with his Spirit when I got the Holy Ghost. And I became a sheep of his pastor. The Lord is my shepherd. Hallelujah. But before that, I was a goat. And I couldn't change myself. Paul says, he said he was the chief sinner. He said there wasn't a sinner in the country any worse than he was. And he says, God saved me. I didn't save myself. When we think about people, you know, faith and all that, don't ever think that you can't go to hell. I don't care what you've done, okay? You can all. A sheep can become a goat, and a goat can become a sheep. So if you want to be a sheep and get to heaven, you got to live like a sheep and quit living like a devil or a goat. That's the message. Now read that verse, that last one there. I'll help you because I got the microphone. So what's he talking about? Those that are going away to everlasting punishment. Here's what he said. Here's what everybody needs to understand. He says, when I was hungry, you fed me. When I was thirsty, you gave me some water to drink. When I was sick, you visited me. When I was naked, you clothed me. When I was in prison, you visited me. And they said, Lord, when did we do that? He said, when you've done it unto the least of these, my brethren, you've done it unto me. Paul was saying, you know, when we treat one another, when we don't have a relationship with each other right, we're a goat. But when we do what we're all able to do, that is get along with one another, then we're ready to go with the bridegroom. We have made ourselves right. Because Jesus said the whole Bible, every bit, everything in that book, hangs on two commands, two rules. That's the golden rule. Basically, but it says that we should love the Lord our God with all our heart, mind, and soul. And I'm telling you, you can't do that. But God can make you able. And if He gives you the ability, the talent, then you can start living like a saint and not an ain't, okay? And, you know, he said the other law is like mainly like the first. He says that you love your neighbor as yourself. So it really boils down to we've got to have a good relationship with God and we've got to have a good relationship with each other to get to heaven. That's like a sheep. Sheep get along. Now, goats and sheep get along together. But sheep get along because they act like a sheep. See, and a church that don't get along with one another is acting like a goat. Okay? So I'm laying that out there because there's a separation day coming one day. And those that ain't ready for Jesus, they're going to be on the left side with the goats. So I pray that you be prepared. At a midnight cry, they heard a cry at midnight. Folks, Jesus is coming. We need to be ready when He comes. We need to develop what He has given us. He's given us the ability to live right. We can't change ourselves, our human nature, our sinly nature, but we can obey His commandments. And we can hang around with the flock instead of the gangs. Let's all stand before the Lord.